Welcome to Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, we'll be playing musical salutes to jazz programmers such as Symphony Sid Torin, Oscar Treadwell, Mort Faga, and more. It's Jivin' with the DJs, coming up on this edition of Nightlights.
And this is our opener.
Thank you.
an excerpt from Thelonious Monk's Oscar T with Charlie Rouse on tenor sax and Phil Woods on alto sax from the December 30th, 1963 Lincoln Center Philharmonic Hall performance on Thelonious Monk, Big Band and Quartet in Concert, a piece that Monk gave to jazz DJ Oscar Treadwell to use as his theme. We're playing musical salutes to jazz DJs on this edition of Nightlights, partly in memory of longtime disc jockey Oscar Treadwell, who passed away at the age of 79 on April 1, 2006, and who had several compositions by illustrious jazz musicians named in his honor. There were many such tributes penned to on-air personalities, especially in the late 1940s and the 1950s when the jazz format first took hold. One of the earliest was Lionel Hampton's Martin on Every Block, referring to Martin Block, host of the WNEW New York show Make Believe Ballroom, which popularized the concept of the modern DJ music program. Block started the show while engineering the broadcast of the Lindbergh baby kidnapping trial, playing records during recesses and other breaks. He presented his programs as if they were live broadcast from a giant dance hall. While disc jockeys should never be elevated to the level of musicians, they did play an important part in helping to spread new types of jazz, particularly bebop in the late 1940s, and musicians sometimes repaid the favor in kind with tunes written for specific programmers or for them to use as themes for their programs. We'll start off with something written for Mort Faga, host of the popular 1950s and 1960s New York City area show Jazz Unlimited. Faga played a mix of modern jazz and spoken word and won devoted listeners all the way up along the New England seaboard and into Canada. Writer, producer, and DJ Chris Albertson said of him, "Mort was a beautiful person who loved jazz and who did not always get the recognition he deserved. He did receive several instrumental salutes, however, and we'll hear one now. Booker Irvin's One for Mort on Nightlights." We'll be right back. Booker Irvin doing One for Mort, written for jazz DJ Mort Thega, featuring Irvin on tenor sax, Carmel Jones on trumpet, Gildo Mahones on piano, Richard Davis on bass, and Alan Dawson on drums from Irvin's 1964 album, The Blues Book. One of the most colorful characters of jazz radio history was Sid Torin, a.k.a. Symphony Sid, who grew up in Brooklyn in the early decades of the 20th century. His nickname, by various accounts, came either from his stint working in a classical music store or from his time as a DJ spinning classical records. In the mid-1940s, he began to play bebop on his WJZ show, which was known as All Night, All Frantic. A number of musicians did not like Torin as a person. Miles Davis refers to him scathingly in his autobiography, and Charlie Parker sometimes put the emphasis on the second and third syllables when he pronounced the name Symphony, but Torin was one of the first jazz DJs to play bop on the air, and his influence was undeniable. Lester Young's theme for him, Jumpin' with Symphony Sid, became a jazz standard. We'll hear Sid broadcasting from the Royal Roost, followed by King Pleasure's vocal take on Sid's theme, and Alan Eager's All Night, All Frantic on Nightlights.
Frantic place, the Royal Roost, ladies and gentlemen. The Metropolitan Opera House here on Broadway between 47th and 48th Streets, right opposite the Strand Theater. Oh, the music is so crazy with the lights are low, the music with the real knockout groove. 90 cents admission, all you got to do is sit back and relax from 9:30 till 4 and dig the goners. And that was the great Charlie Parker and the All-Stars, Mill Jackson, Lucky Thompson, Al Haig, Max Roach, Tommy Potter, Kenny Durham. Everybody's here at the Royal Roost, ladies and gentlemen. And I know that you out there are really having a wonderful time digging the gone sounds that come out at the Royal Roost, the Metropolitan Opera House on Broadway between 47th and 48th Street, right opposite the Strand Theater.
Jumping with my boy, see it in the city. Jumping with my boy, see it in the city. Mr. President of the DJ committee, we're gonna be up all night getting witty. We want you to spin the sounds by the witty from down in the land that's real, real pretty. Make everything go real crazy over Jay-Z. Make everything go real crazy over Jay-Z. Play anything cool for me and my baby. We don't wanna think we're listening to lazy. It's got to be press, bird cheering all the bassie. The dial is all set right close to 80. Let her roll. ¶¶
Tenor saxophonist Alan Eager performing All Night, All Frantic, named in honor of DJ Symphony Sid Torin, off the collection Bebop Spoken Here, eager accompanied there by Terry Gibbs on vibe, Duke Jordan on piano, Curly Russell on bass, and Max Roach on drums. Before that, we heard King Pleasure singing Jumpin' with Symphony Sid, accompanied by Charlie Ferguson on tenor sax, Eddie Lewis on trumpet, Ed Swanston on piano, Peck Morrison on bass, and Herbie Lavelle on drums from the collection The Bebop Singers. This program, Jivin' with the DJs, was inspired in part by the passing of jazz DJ Oscar Treadwell, who got his start on air in Philadelphia in the late 1940s before moving to New York City, where he befriended many of the top jazz musicians of the time. Treadwell's born name was Arthur Peterson. He changed his name after introducing Louis Armstrong at a show, whereupon Armstrong turned to him and said, "Thanks, Oscar." Treadwell broadcast in the Cincinnati area starting in the early 1960s. He was renowned for his stately, cool voice, his vast knowledge and unpretentious way of conveying it to his listeners, and his weaving in of poetry into his programs. We'll hear a mid-1970s Treadwell broadcast in which he reads a Rilke poem, followed by two of the jazz compositions titled in his honor.
That's the opening cut and the title selection of Woody Shaw's new album entitled The Moon Train. Woody Shaw playing trumpet, Azar Lawrence playing tenor and soprano, Steve Touré trombone, Onaji Allen Gooms playing piano and electric piano, Buster Williams playing beautiful bass, Victor Lewis on drums, Tony Waters congas, and Guillermo Franco. Nice album. Speaking of outstanding bassmen, this Friday the profile will concern itself with Oscar Pettiford. A poem by Rilke from the 10 sonnets to Orpheus. To praise is the whole thing. A man who can praise comes toward us like ore out of the silences of rock. His heart that dies presses out for others a wine that is fresh forever. Let the God's image take hold of him. His voice never collapses in the dust. Everything turns to vineyards. Everything turns to grapes made ready for harvest by his powerful self. The mold in the catacomb of the king does not suggest that his praising is lies, nor the fact that the gods cast shadows. He is one of the servants who does not go away, who still holds through the doors of the tomb trays of shining fruit.
Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie doing Parker's tribute for jazz DJ Oscar Treadwell, a composition called An Oscar for Treadwell. Parker on alto sax, Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, Thelonious Monk on piano, Monk who also wrote a tribute to Oscar Treadwell, Oscar T., and Curly Russell on bass, Buddy Rich on drums from the Verve album Bird and Diz. Before that, we heard tenor saxophonist Wardell Gray doing his tribute to Treadwell, Treadin' with Treadwell, from the CD Wardell Gray Memorial Volume 2, Gray accompanied by Phil Hill on piano, John Richardson on bass, and Art Mardigan on drums. Both of those recordings done in the year of 1950. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Jivin' with the DJs on Nightlights. Playing musical salutes to jazz DJs on this edition of Nightlights, most of them written in the 1940s and 1950s when jazz formats first emerged in any sort of widespread manner on radio. This era also saw the rise of African-American radio, documented in William Barlow's book Voiceover. In the age of segregation, Barlow notes that some stations hired white DJs who often sounded black and played music that appealed to black audiences. Southern R&B DJ Ed McKenzie was one example of what Barlow calls the crossover phenomenon, and tenor saxophonist Illinois Jacquette wrote an instrumental invoking McKenzie's on-air handle, Jivin' with Jack the Bellboy on Nightlights. Thank you.
Claude Thornhill's big band in October of 1947 doing Robin's Nest, co-written by Illinois Jacquet and Sir Charles Thompson, written as a salute to New York City jazz DJ Fred Robbins, and featuring on solo Danny Polo on clarinet and Mickey Follis on tenor saxophone. Before that, Illinois Jacquet himself with his little big band in January of 1947 doing Jivin' with Jack the Bellboy, written as a tribute to white crossover DJ Ed McKenzie, and featuring Fats Navarro on trumpet, that coming from the complete Illinois Jacquet sessions 1945 through 1950 on the Mosaic label. Coming up, we'll hear pianist Mary Lou Williams' tribute to Al Jazbo Collins and his In the Purple Grotto program. Collins was a New York City jazz DJ who pretended he was broadcasting from a mysterious underground cavern called the Purple Grotto. In the 1960s, he moved to San Francisco and inverted the concept, doing Collins on a cloud, supposedly floating above the city and grooving on the sights below while he played music for his audience. First, a tribute from baritone saxophonist Jerry Mulligan for West Coast DJ Jimmy Lyons, Line for Lyons on Nightlights. Thank you. Pianist Mary Lou Williams with her tribute to Al Jazbo Collins in the Purple Grotto, recorded in 1951 with Carl Pruitt on bass and Bill Clark on drums, from the CD Ladies of Jazz, Mary Lou Williams and Barbara Carroll. Before that, baritone saxophonist Jerry Mulligan with his tribute to West Coast jazz DJ Jimmy Lyons, Line for Lyons, recorded in 1952. The pianolist quartet there, Chet Baker on trumpet, Carson Smith on bass, and Chico Hamilton on drums, from a CD on the Fantasy label, Jerry Mulligan Quartet featuring Chet Baker. We'll close out this musical salute to jazz DJs with Cannonball Adderley's performance of his Brother Nat's ode to Holmes Bailey, a.k.a. Daddy-O Daily, an African-American DJ who was one of the first on-air personalities to feature rhyming and street slang in his delivery. Fellow Chicago DJ Sid McCoy called Bailey the precursor of today's rappers. We'll also hear a sign-off from Oscar Treadwell's late-night 1970s Cincinnati Jazz Show here on Nightlights.
This is O.T. with Some Sweet Love.
We heard Oscar Treadwell signing off on his late-night Cincinnati jazz program in the spring of 1976. Before that, Cannonball Adderley performing his brother Nat's tribute to DJ Daddy-O Daly, a one for Daddy-O from the 1958 album Something Else. Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, Miles Davis on trumpet, Hank Jones on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Nightlights. Special thanks to Tim Laughlin and Joe Bourne. You can hear this and other Nightlights programs and view playlists on our website at nightlights.indiana.edu. Support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee and Juice Bar in Bloomington, Indiana. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Paskash and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead.